Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, March 1st. Oh, you know March is my favorite month of the year in non-World Cup years, and this is a non-World Cup year. I love March Madness. You guys know I gamble on college basketball. But, you know, we're not going to talk college hoops, obviously, right now. Decent slate of games this weekend. Next weekend is the final weekend of the regular season. Then comes conference championship weekend. Then comes opening weekend of the tournament. So if you missed this week's college basketball guest, Thomas Casale, go back and listen. It's good stuff. We'll have one. I just was on a text chain randomly with a former North Carolina player who was drafted in the first round. I'm not going to give his name. And he's up for coming on the pod to talk gambling, March Madness. As so it happened, I don't want to give away too much. Anyways. All right, let's get to what I think is the biggest story. Now, I am going to touch on the Jets scandal. I kind of held off here for a minute just because, like, I'm over the Jets right now. I'm just so disgusted with the franchise. I don't want to talk about them. But we'll get to them in a minute. I need to start with a story. Rob G's very hot on this. Dame Lillard, for reasons that almost seem unknown, although I have a theory. I always have a theory. He has popped off in an article about how lonely he is in Milwaukee and he's bored. Obviously, he's going through I don't know if it's acrimonious, but a divorce. It didn't just happen, although he announced it right after the trade to Milwaukee. Apparently, they've been living separately for like 10 months, so this isn't like a new thing, but I guess, you know, his kids are back in Portland. He's in Milwaukee or on the road, and it's kind of boring. Now, remember, what was Dame's first destination that he wanted to go to? South Beach. Interesting that Dame, when he was saying South Beach, was pretty clearly single, right? The marriage had deteriorated, and he was up for South Beach, okay? And he lands up in Milwaukee. I'm not saying Milwaukee doesn't have a fine group of attractive women that are friendly and would make a great friend slash partner slash whatever, a friend with benefits. But it's pretty clear from this article, Damian Lillard is not really happy. Now, it's not just off the court. On the court, he admits, like, hey, things aren't going great with Giannis. I think he characterizes it a work in progress. And, you know, the first thing I did when I heard this, I was like, okay, A, why is Dame doing this now? Like, why would you give this interview now and say all this stuff? And here's my working theory, Rob. A lot of the issues with the Bucks after they fired their coach when they were in second in the East have been with Doc Rivers lately. You know, the guy is like 1-4, yet he coaches the All-Star game. And after they come out of the All-Star break, and they're doing all right, they're doing fine, but they're not like the old Bucks. And they're sputtering. And I just wonder if Dame said, you know what? Let me be a team player here. let me just go and sit on a grenade, start a little brush fire over here, a little misdirection, take the media's attention away from the Bucks, who are nowhere near close to number one in the East. They're actually third. And let me, if I just start this brush fire, little jazz hands over here. Hey, everybody, look, I'm not thrilled with how things are going, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it can give Doc the airspace he needs without the media grilling him and the team every night to fix things here over the next week. Oh, Dame is unhappy. Dame might leave, blah, blah, blah. I just wonder, Rob, if this is Dame being a team player and saying, hey, let me take some of the pressure off Doc. Because there is pressure. You fire your coach and you're second in the East. I think it's a pretty smart move by Dame if he's that next level. Or maybe he's just depressed and wanted to put this out there as like a, Jimmy Butler, come get me, dog. You know, one of those deals. Or maybe LeBron. Boy, the timing couldn't be better for Dame Lillard, right? All we hear this week is Trae Young and the Lakers. Would you rather have Trae Young or Damian Lillard? Now, I don't know. I'm just spitballing, Robin. This is what's beautiful about the NBA. I would say my biggest takeaway from this Dame article is that all of a sudden we've got four stars to, you know, B-plus stars who could be on the move this offseason. We know that Trae Young is up near the top. We know that if the Cavs sputter, Donovan Mitchell could be on the move. I think LeBron can be put to the side for now, but I also am of the belief, hear me out, that if the Mavs sputter, Kyrie Irving becomes one of those guys who could be on the move. And the last guy I would say, we'll see what happens, if the Sixers totally flame out, don't get out of the play-in, and Embiid is just like, screw this, we had a good run, but you know what, F it, I'm out. He demands a trade. Like, we could see just a flurry of guys, and you toss Dame in there, Rob, and all of a sudden you've got one of these like throwback NBA Julys where it's like chaos happening left and right.
Absolutely. And, you know, I did watch you guys on the Herd yesterday, and I saw Colin, you know, kind of shoot down the idea that all of the movement was not necessarily good for the NBA. He said only really good for LeBron. And other than that, it's kind of backfired in a lot of different situations. But I'm more with you. I think that what makes the NBA interesting, especially now, is not necessarily the day-to-day, night-to-night action. You know, I mean, I'm going to watch anyways because I'm a sports fan. But that's not necessarily what drives interest in the NBA. What drives interest in the NBA, and it has been this way for almost 15 years now, is the transient nature of the sport. The fact that the idea of having a quote-unquote dream team was only like in your imagination in the 90s, right? Like that was not realistic to expect your favorite player to team up.
Yeah.
And now it's almost expected that your favorite players are either going to team up or they're going to try to team up. And we saw Dame Lillard, he tried his best to get himself down to Miami. Didn't ultimately work out for you, but he ended up in Milwaukee. And at the time, everybody was so excited about it. You have two of the preeminent stars in the game, two guys whose styles of play should complement one another. And for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out. And I would actually argue the fact that they've been scuffling, I know they're playing better as of late, but the fact that they scuffled the way that they had, the fact that Adrian Griffin got axed the way that he did, makes them even more interesting. Because now you're not just talking about whether or not Dame and Giannis can win a championship together. What you're talking about is Dame going to ask out again? Is Giannis going to ask out? Now that we put all our chips to the middle of the table, we don't have any more assets moving forward outside of Dame because, you know, Middleton's a depreciating asset. Lopez is a depreciating asset. Maybe Giannis becomes the next superstar to ask out. And suddenly, rather than just being worried about the Bucks and Bucks fans, now you have fan bases all across the country, all across the league, getting excited and percolating a little bit because now they think they got a chance to get one of these two guys. So I think this Dame story was spicy. I'm honestly surprised that he went that in depth on the record to anybody. But it's great content for us, let me tell you that much.
Yeah, certainly. I just looked it up. So the Bucks are fourth in offensive efficiency, which is fine. But weirdly, they are down to 17th in defense. That is kind of sort of stunning to me. This is a team that was fourth in defense last year to drop to 17th. Listen, they're old, Rob. Middleton, Lopez, they're getting up there. Dame is a massive drop off from Drew Holiday. And I don't know if you saw this, but there's this alleged 40-20 rule. I shouldn't say alleged. Apparently, Phil Jackson's a believer in it. Have you heard of this thing, Rob?
I have not.
Okay. So, according to Phil Jackson, you want to win 40 games before you suffer 20 losses. And I guess, historically, teams that win 40 games before losing 20 are going to win the title. So teams that have hit the 40-20 rule, the Celtics, the Thunder, and the Wolves. I only think one of those three can win the title this year. Sorry, Thunder fans and Wolves fans. But teams that are still in the mix to win it, Nuggets, Cavs, Paperclips. Now, Rob, one of the teams that we didn't mention is the Bucks. Do you even consider the Bucks like one of the top five teams to win the title?
Not right now, no.
I mean, it's crazy. They can't hit the 40-20 rule because they have 21 losses already. But it just strikes me as very strange that, and the Clippers actually hit their 20th loss with the loss to the Lakers on Wednesday. But it just strikes me as weird that the Bucks are 38-21, right? They're plus 4.1 in point differential, which is third best in the East. I mean, there's nothing to shake a stick at. You know, the Clippers are 4.6, Nuggets are 4.2 in the West, Pelicans are 4.1. I start to wonder, Rob.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet. Remember, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467 1-800-522-4369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Maybe it's not Dame. You're right. And maybe it's Giannis. Maybe Giannis says, you know what? I asked for an upgrade. You guys got it. And this hasn't worked out. Now I'm done here. Let's just spin this forward. Bucks are the three. Let's say they face, the Sixers are tied with the Heat. Let's say the Heat get the six. That ain't a great matchup. Dame wanted to go to Miami. You know Jimmy Butler and company's going to be saying that to him on the court. Miami has famously taken down the Bucks and played them as tough as anyone. I think that they beat the Bucks in the first round last year. Giannis did have the injury. If the Heat win that series, your best guess as to what happens? Nothing, or Giannis or Dame or both, I don't know.
Oh, I think one of them, if they're not traded, they're definitely dangled in the offseason. And it would probably be Dame. It wouldn't be Giannis, because Giannis is the franchise. Giannis is the best player in Bucks history. It would be Dame would be put on the market, and they would hope to get back 60 cents on the dollar for what they paid for.
Oh.
Because he just hasn't been great. He hasn't been good this season. And here's another thing. And I never said this on the podcast. I don't even think I even told you privately, because one person told me it. So usually when I only have one source, I don't feel comfortable discussing it, right? Usually you want to hear at least two or three before you feel like this could be something interesting. But I had one person tell me, and this was a couple of weeks ago about the Milwaukee Bucks before they started turning things around a little bit, that both Giannis and Dame up to that point were underwhelmed with the other one. That Dame was expecting that there was, quote unquote, more to Giannis's game than just downhill driving. And that's kind of played itself out a little bit, right? Like, you see that we all expected Dame and Giannis would be the most devastating, or one of the most devastating pick and roll tandems in the NBA. And for whatever reason, they just do not run that. They average like 10 or 11 pick and rolls a game between the two of them. The best combos average in the 30s. So they're way, way down in that regard. And the belief is that Giannis just does not want to play like that. He does not see himself as a pick and roll dive man. He wants to attack himself or do things so that he can get the ball going at the basket, not necessarily as a pick and roll guy. On the flip side, I've been told that Giannis was underwhelmed by Dame because, yes, Dame offensively, you know, it's kind of been a hit or miss this season, and that's understandable that that kind of thing happens. But he's been okay in the clutch. He's made his fair share of clutch baskets. He had one recently that he was pretty well in the fourth quarter. But Giannis was so used to Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday was a great point of attack defender. And I was told there were times where Giannis was like, dude, you're not even like trying on defense. Like, I understand if you're not as good as Drew, but I need some effort. So these two guys who both admired each other from afar for years, and then they kind of get together and they see, like, you know what? You're not exactly what I thought you were. You're not exactly what I thought you were. Maybe that's why this is not going to work. And Dame kind of alluded to that. Like, he, in the Chris Mannix piece, he says, you know, what's the difference between playing with LaMarcus Aldridge in Portland, a lot of success, and playing with Giannis? And the one thing he said flat out was the difference was Aldridge wasn't a ball handler. Giannis is a ball handler. He gets it. He gets going. He attacks. And because Aldridge was not a ball handler, it was more simple. So they were able to work off of that. And both of these guys are so set in their ways at this point in this stage of their career. They've had a lot of success playing a certain style that each one of them having to change what they think is a lot to fit the other one, it just, maybe it's not a good fit, and maybe they're better off breaking up.
It almost sounds like what you're breaking down there is online dating, right? You see someone's profile, you see their picture, they look good on paper. Oh my gosh, what a photo, you know? Everything checks out, and then you go meet the person, and it's like, maybe not exactly the look, but like the personality is more of what they want to be as to what they really are. And I don't know, maybe that's the game that Dame and Giannis, because it's not like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving where they were like talking all the time leading up to going to the Nets, you know? Like, right. Hey, we're boys, let's do this. They were just like two good players and they tried to kind of stick them together.
It's kind of disappointing if Dame goes out like that. Now, I'll say this. I just looked at Giannis' stats, Rob, when you said that. He is, weirdly, his minutes are up, but his shots are down. But his shooting percentage is 61% by a mile. The best season he's ever had shooting the basketball. Now, he still can't make threes, 27%, but he's shooting fewer of them. And his assists are up. He's never averaged this many assists. So Giannis, 30-11-6. And for, I don't know if, you know, someone in Dame's camp is putting this out there, but like, Giannis is having like an MVP type season. You know, he's like first team all NBA, 30-11-6, shooting 61%. It was like borderline Shaq numbers with more assists. And for Dame to be unhappy with that, that's just shocking. I wonder if Giannis set such a high standard the last few years that any regression hurts. And I don't know. Giannis 29, turns 30 in December. It just seems like he's got, I don't know if Americanized is the right thing, but different vibes from him. Like 3 years ago, oh, Giannis is staying. Why would he leave? Come on. And now it feels like a different Giannis, no?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And you know that old adage that everybody says nowadays, especially at the gym, whatever, I'm built different, and they slap their chest, right? Giannis is one of the few NBA superstars who is legitimately built different. And by that, I mean he really, really cares on a night-to-night basis how his team does. He really, really cares about
how would you not?
About playing. But the thing is it's become so common amongst today's NBA superstars to just say, well, you know what? The regular season's a grind. We just got to get through it, you know, the process, so to speak. You know, as long as we're doing the right things and, you know, we'll get it together. You know, we'll get it together. That's always the attitude. You know, LeBron and KD are two of the most vocal guys when it comes to this kind of thing. Like, yeah, you know, we're building towards the playoffs. And Giannis, and this I don't know if it's because he's international or whatever, but it's kind of, Jokic is kind of the same way, where they're like, no, on a night to night, I'm going to go hard. No matter who's out with me, whoever, who's in front of me, I'm going to play to the best of my ability as hard as I can for as long as I can. And I expect to win. And you can tell it's been boiling over throughout the season. Again, recently they've been kind of straightening things out a little bit. But Giannis was, what you call him, like angry Giannis. Like he was popping off in the post game. He was calling out the equipment manager. He's calling out his teammates. He's calling out the coaching staff. Like he expects more. Not just in the long term, but in the short term. And for him, I understand why he'd be so disappointed, because he demands more of his team than I think most NBA superstars do.
Yeah, listen, I'm not... It's tough to bring up the Gray Foxes, my men's league team. but yeah, you know, when we sign up for a season and we know what day we're playing, I fully expect everybody to be there. At least, so like there's six games. You got to make four or five. You know, I would expect six. Some guys have to travel for work. I get that. But then if you're showing up at like one or two games, it's like disappointing. It's tough to win. Like we have you on the team for a reason. And like every night I go out, I'm competing to win. I'm not like, oh, let's just go have fun, play basketball. It's a league. We're hanging banners, bro. Like Giannis wins a title. He wants to taste that every year. He doesn't want to lose in the first round. Speaking of winning titles, Kevin Durant hasn't won jack squat since leaving Golden State. And listen, I'm not trying to make this like an indictment of Kevin Durant every week. But Rob sends me this quote that Kevin Durant wants Team USA to win games by 40 or 50 points at the Olympics. And I don't know, I hear that and I don't get like a visceral response, but I'm just like, Kevin Durant is just so misguided. Has he not been paying attention to what's going on in the NBA? Like, love you, KD. Obviously, you're immensely talented, one of the best scorers ever. But in the last, like, you know, since you won your last title, you got passed by Giannis, you got passed by Jokic, and you got passed by Luka. And it's a global sport now in the NBA, and sure, LeBron and Curry and KD are still awesome. But let's be real. The best players in the NBA right now are European. Jason Tatum, obviously, I forgot to mention him. But like Wembanyama, these guys are coming. And this idea that the U.S. could go to the Olympics and win games by 40 or 50, even when they trot out LeBron, Curry, and their best crew, that's just not happening. That's not how it works anymore. Because you look at like Team Canada, and the starters walk out, and you're like, oh, damn, they got SGA, Jamal Murray, Andrew Wiggins. Oh, they got a squad. And I know the NBA players on Team USA are better, but it ain't going to be for win 40 or 50 like the Dream Team. That's just not how it works. It doesn't happen like that anymore. That's delusional. It hasn't been like that in like 20 years, you know? So I don't, again, everybody has an agenda, and Kevin Durant definitely has agendas. Seriously, like we know LeBron knows how to play this political game. I don't know that Curry's as much into it. For sure, Kevin Durant loves to get in the mix and mix it up. And I get it. Social media is a full contact sport, and Kevin Durant wants all the smoke and the battles. But yeah, even when you play, and you can't even laugh and say Serbia. You're not beating Serbia if they've got their guys about 40 or 50. That's not happening. I mean, Germany is good. They got guys. There aren't any more layups. In. This isn't like when you're like, oh, we're going to face Spain in the gold medal game. We know that. And it's, you know, Rubio and the Gasols. And the talent pool is insane. Australia's got some guys. If Durant goes in with this mindset, we're going to win every game by 40 or 50, they're going to lose. They will not win the gold. It's just disappointing, Rob. Kevin Durant's talking about the Olympics and winning by 40 or 50. And the Suns are in the play-in. Like, what is happening?
I could not agree with you more. I was so annoyed when I saw the quotes from Kevin Durant. I even had to go back and watch the video to make sure it wasn't taken out of context. Like, no, he said exactly what he meant, you know? And to your point, Team USA in the last Olympics, which was in Tokyo, it was in 2021, but it was the 2020 Olympics. They lost in the first round of pool play to France. They ended up redeeming themselves in the gold medal game. But that loss to France was the first American Olympic loss of any kind since 2004. And you recall after 2004, we sent the Redeem team who came out and restored order with Kobe and LeBron and D-Wade and all those guys. The difference between that team, the Redeem team, and this current iteration that's going to be coming out this summer is in 2008, Americans still ran the NBA. Kobe, LeBron, D-Wade, Carmelo, like KD, those were the best players. There was no question. There was no, like, Pau Gasol was great. I love the Lakers. Pau Gasol was not considered a top five, top 10 player in the NBA. He just wasn't. So for them, it was about establishing or reestablishing ourselves as the preeminent superpower in basketball. And they did that. But now, in today's NBA, American players have been like left by the wayside.
Yeah.
I know that everybody gets excited about the idea of LeBron and Steph and KD and Tatum and all these guys teaming up. But just looking at the DraftKings MVP odds as of this morning, Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, Giannis are the top four. Embiid was the favorite before he got hurt. That means the top five MVP guys are all international foreign-born players. So why on earth would I be so excited about flexing our muscles and showing how dominant USA basketball is in the Olympics when here in the United States, in the NBA, the American-born players have clearly taken a step back? Like, I want KD to be like, you know, we're going to beat the Denver Nuggets by 40 or 50 points because they got two international players in their starting lineup. I'd like to see Kevin Durant and Devin Booker roll up into Oklahoma City and say, you know what, Shai? Tonight's not your night, buddy. We're going to clamp you down the same way MJ and Pippen did to Tony Kukoc in the Olympics. And that's just not happening. So if the only way we can reestablish the American dominance in basketball is to send out the Avengers, where we have 12 all-NBA guys and the other teams have two, like, I don't think that's a fair fight. I'd rather you come out in the NBA against with your team and their team and don't let Luka Doncic smirk in your face in a game seven because they're up by 40 points in the second quarter. Mm. Like, that's what I'd be more impressed by.
Yeah. I'm 100% with you. It is good when we agree, Rob. I feel like I agree with you more than I do Cowherd. Now, I don't think you'll agree with me on this.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I don't have the bandwidth to really get into the freaking Jets because you guys know, like, I did get excited. First of all, historically, a year ago this time, I was clamoring for Lamar Jackson. Go look it up. They were on the podcast. There was videos we put out about it. I thought the Jets should have gone after Lamar. He won the MVP, whatever. They got Aaron Rodgers. And I said, I don't love it, given this guy's history. But you know what? I'm going to ride with the Jets. They're the team I've rooted for forever. Let's go, Jets. I think it was 4 plays in, he gets injured. Season over. Bummer. And, you know, Zach Wilson had some moments there for a minute, and they were frisky, and then it fell apart. Shocker. And so it's just another year of disappointment. So I'm not really excited about the offseason. They're keeping Aaron Rodgers. They keep the dumbass offensive coordinator. Like, I'm not optimistic. That being said, Mecole Hardman was with the Jets last year. Midway through the season, either they dump him or he's traded to the Chiefs. He goes on to win the Super Bowl. I believe he caught the game-winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. So Mecole Hardman gets the last laugh. Ha ha, I was with the crap Jets, and now I won a Super Bowl, another ring. I'm hugging Taylor Swift on Super Bowl Sunday. What a life. And if it's not enough of a flex, he decided to go take a dump on the Jets on some podcast and was like, hey, these guys don't have a winning culture, blah, blah, blah. And then the Jets punter, responds like, listen, maybe you're just mad because you got bypassed early in the season by, I believe, an undrafted free agent. The punter who punt returner who ran back the kick against the Bills on the opening game, which was thrilling. Like, maybe you're just mad about that, like sour grapes. And then other Jets said, bro, you know, essentially, why did you leak our game plan to the Chiefs? and there's one other game.
The Eagles.
Eagles, yes, thank you. Eagles and Chiefs. Why'd you leak our game plan? And Hardman quickly was quiet. But essentially, all the dopey Chiefs fans are like, oh, we'll see, Mecole Hardman's right. And Rob, I'll just be succinct with this. Yes, Mecole Hardman is correct. The Jets don't know jack squat about how to win. They decided they're going to hitch their wagon to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is all about Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets aren't buttoned up. It was a mess. Mecole Hardman is correct. That being said, the Jets punter ain't wrong. Mecole Hardman came in a distinguished player. He had been successful. That's why the Jets went after him. And pretty early in the process, he got beat out for the punt returning duties by an undrafted rookie. And maybe Mecole Hardman was ticked off. It's not like he's out there catching a million passes. Why wasn't he running routes? Did he come in with an entitled attitude that, oh, you guys don't know squat? You got Garrett Wilson's good. I'm the second best receiver here. Alan Lazard supposed to be good. And I'm just saying, yes, Mecole's right about the Jets. But also, don't discount what the punter said. Remember, this guy's on special teams. He's seeing Hardman up close. He's seeing work ethic. He knows what's going on. And to just dismiss the punter as, oh, this dopey punter doesn't win anything. It's just annoying and lame. But you know what? It's a Jets discussion, Rob. So I can't get fired up either way. It's like you're a Raiders fan. And it's funny. Everybody's talking about, ooh, what quarterback are the Falcons going to get? Ooh, what quarterback are the Steelers going to get? Where are they going to go? Yeah, some teams need quarterbacks. Well, the Raiders need a quarterback and nobody's talking about them. It's like, it ain't going to be Aiden O'Connell. He ain't going to be under center week one. That's for sure. And if he is, go ahead and write the season off. But like, at least you guys are irrelevant. Nobody's kicking you while you're down. The Jets are down and they have been for a decade and they're just getting beaten to death. Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Yeah, blame Hard Knocks.
That's right.
You know what I'll say as a Raider fan, and you can, I think now you're understanding this, is I've reached a point in my Raider fandom where literally anything can come out of that building and I wouldn't be surprised. Right? Like Antonio Brown froze his feet off. Not surprised. Josh McDaniel was voted the worst coach by a mile in the NFLPA poll. Not surprised. I was flabbergasted when Sauce Gardner made the allegations that Mecole Hardman was leaking game plans to the Eagles and the Chiefs.
He did delete them, by the way.
Yeah, but then SNY doubled up on it and saying, yes, there was validated belief from the Jets that he did this. He was frustrated with his lack of usage, leaked the game plans, as implied by several players, not even just one guy who said it.
Yeah.
And I was shocked, not that somebody would leak game plans with another team, because you know all these guys are friendly these days. They all train together. And who's to say that Mecole Hardman's not talking to a defensive back like, oh, man, we got something for you guys. You know, that back end looks soft. So, okay, so they're going to try to throw the ball a lot. Like, that's not really hard to infer. I can imagine that happening. What blew my mind was multiple Jets players all believe that Hardman leaked game plans and nothing came of it. Like, if you really thought that, how on earth is he even walking into the building, right?
That's fair.
Like, how is he not getting full metal jacketed right now, just tied up to the post and then beaten with the soap bars and the socks?
Yeah.
Like, and for whatever reason, that's implied. A few guys go on record about it. And Mecole Hardman still finds a way to get out of there, go to the Chiefs, and win a Super Bowl. Like, if that doesn't scream... not even just this dysfunction, but ineptitude by the New York Jets. And it shows where their focus was as a team. Like, I don't know what else does.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but this is the organization I choose to root for. And as usual, my kids this fall will say, Dad, why are you a Jets fan again? Oh, because you were born in New York? Well, that's dumb. And then they'll say, go Rams or go Chiefs or whoever's good, go 49er. You know, like, that's what kids do. Anyways, all right, that's it for the week. Back on Monday, should be a good weekend of college basketball, maybe some good NBA action, combine stuff. I think we'll probably have some combine fallout next week. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.